And we're here on a special edition of the K&M Podcast. Ken Brown from WJ Radio, Michael here at DetroitLions.com. We're going to do a review every week from this point on. First of all, hello, Michael.
Hello, Ken Brown. Tell me what we're going to do.
We're going to do a review every Friday, a little 10-minute segment where we're going to just talk strictly about the game Sunday because we'll have all the information on who's probably playing, who's not, and things that happened over the week. So this is a little bonus to you people out there who have been listening to the K&M Podcast over the years. So, Mike.
You know what?
Go ahead.
I can hear radios being switched on.
Right. Listening to music. Where's my iPods? Anyway, Mike, Detroit Lions versus the Minnesota Vikings up in the, is it the Mercedes-Benz Field now, whatever it's called? It used to be the Metrodome. Used to be called a bunch of other things, the stadiums. What was the other one? What was the famous stadium? Metropolitan Stadium. Now, I think it's the Mercedes-Benz Dome, isn't it?
Well, my first years on the beat in 1977, I started, it was the Met, Metropolitan Stadium, what they shared with the baseball team, and it was out near the airport with about seating capacity of about 45,000, no roof, none of that. But, you know, it was a great place to watch a game, really was.
Yeah, that Metrodome, I really didn't care for that one, that inside rag.
The indoor one. Well, that came in 1982, by the way.
Yeah.
The only reason I remember that because that was the year of the big strike and the Lions didn't play Minnesota on the road that year. That's why I remember it.
Right.
Not because I'm some nerd who remembers every date in his life.
Well, you are, but that's another story.
Well, I've only had two dates.
That's another story for another time. I've been to this stadium, the Ben Stadium, I believe it's called. I've been there.
Yeah.
I was there last year, and it's a really nice stadium, real nice.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Yeah. But nevertheless, it'll be the Lions against the Vikings this Sunday. The line is, what, 5 now? Has it gone up again? It was 5 last time I looked.
You know, I just checked it before I came out. It's 5-6. 5.5, 5-6, and it's been pretty steady there. I've seen it as high as 7. I've seen it as low as, you know, 5 across the board. So I think it's pretty well settled. I think a lot of people are waiting to see the injury reports, you know, who's probable, who's questionable, who's out, and all of that. But we won't get those until 4 o'clock.
Okay,
well, my guess is from watching practice today.
Well, hold on. We'll get to that in a second. I just want to get the Viking side out first. And then we'll get to the Lions side and then the podcast. So first of all, for the Vikings, the big injury that's going on is Harrison Smith has a concussion. Now, that's going to be a big thing if he doesn't play. I don't know if he's trending toward playing, but usually with concussions like that, I think probably 60 to 70% of the time they miss a week. So I don't know if he's going to play. That's a big loss if he doesn't play.
That's a really big loss. Not only is he good, but he's experienced, and that's for safeties playing, you know, they're in a deep secondary. It's hard to beat talent and the combination of talent and experience. In fact, Jared Goff was talking about their safeties here, just their safeties in Minnesota, just on Wednesday. That's the day he usually meets the media, and he said they're as good as it comes. So now they're half as good.
Yeah, and if he doesn't play, Lions pre-draft favorite Lewis Klein, the Georgia safety, will probably get more snaps. He got like 10 snaps, I think, the last game. But that was one of the players everybody was looking forward to the Lions taking one of their either late first-round pick or early second-round pick if they would have kept him by last year. I remember that name came up a lot. So, and he's a big player. He was on national championship team last year, big hitter. Pretty good safety, but he is a rookie. So, you know, that's all good to have him out there.
Yeah, I think he was one of the three people we were looking at, Kyle Hamilton of Notre Dame, him. And then the player from Michigan, too, had a really good safety, too. So, but the Sin was really highly regarded. The only thing he doesn't have is experience, and, you know, you get that guy playing.
Yeah. Rest of the defense, to me, is okay. Nothing spectacular. Daniel Hunter, they got old man Patrick Peterson now. Like, if this was 2015, I'd be worried about Patrick Peterson. But the 2022 Patrick Peterson is nothing like that one. So, Za'Darius Smith, pretty good player.
He made one explosive play on Monday night, though, when he blocked that field goal or punt. I forget which one it was. So he still got some juice in those legs.
Yeah, Elvis is good for one song of a concert in last year's too. But, you know, like I said, it ain't the 1956 Elvis. Okay, so Za'Darius Smith was a good player. Came over, I believe, from the Packers. Right, big free agent signing.
Right.
So they got a decent defense. Nothing, like I said, nothing out of the world. First week, I thought they were going to be really good on defense. After watching them a couple of weeks now, they're okay. They can be ran on. On offense, Justin Jefferson's the man. Dalvin Cook is question marks. You know, he's been a great player up to now. But when backs hit that 1,000 rushing mark for their career, a lot of them start sliding. We have to see if it's a slide or it's just a blip in the last couple of weeks with Dalvin Cook.
Well, you mean a thousand carries?
1,000 carries, the 1,000 carry mark.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So,
you know what? There are guys who defy it, and there are guys who peter out before that. So we'll see where he is. Look, he's hurt the Lions in the past. He's a guy that you've got to watch him until proven otherwise.
Right. All right, and for the Lions, I should be going back. You know the practice reports now. I'll let you say who's coming in. I know that Awari is back at practice. Ragnow's been practicing up to today. TJ Hockenson was limited yesterday. Adrian Hutchinson, who didn't practice this week, you'll give a report on the day on him and what's going on. Tell me what's happening.
I was out at the portion of practice that's available to the media, and it's really mostly looks more like exercises, calisthenics, I would call it in the old days. But he participated in that, and I saw him doing what everybody else was doing. So at least we'll find out more at 4 o'clock. But here, as we record this now at 1:30 or 12:30, whatever time it is, he looked to me like a guy who's getting ready to go.
The only one question that I would like to see back in there, I don't know if it's going to happen, is Jonah Jackson. He didn't practice both days. Was he out there today?
Didn't sound promising with what head coach Dan Campbell said at his 11 o'clock briefing with the media. It did not sound good for him.
Okay.
It sounded good for DeAndre Swift, though. It sounded good for Frank Ragnow, and it also, to me, just kind of reading and what I saw with my own eyes, reading between the lines, it sounded good for Aiden Hutchinson too.
All right.
And Amani Orwell too.
Right. The only one who's out for sure that played last week is John Kaminsky. That's for sure. He's not playing. He had hand surgery this week. Didn't go on IR, but he'll be out, which means that number four Austin Bryant should be getting back on the active roster this week for the game. And I think I'd like to see him play. I thought Austin Bryant was one of the better players in preseason, and it's time to step up because you got guys after their 4-week mark that are going to be ready to come off injury reserve. So it's time to make your mark. These players right now that are like on that in between, rotation players and not, this is your time now. If you get opportunity, you better make it. Because there are going to be other guys coming soon.
You know, that 53-player roster, you're able to activate 48 on game day. And so if you're one of those 48 and you're on the bubble, on the fringe there, you better find a way to show something because Detroit Lions have young players waiting to take their turn too.
That's right. All right, Mike, well, let's end this quick. We're going to end this now. I'm a new head coach from Minnesota, Kevin O'Connell, is out there first year. So let's just take a guess right now, Mike. What do you think's going to happen? And give me a score.
Well, Kenny, every time somebody hires an offensive coordinator as a head coach, he's going to automatically lift the team because he played for so-and-so. And their new head coach there in Minnesota comes with a good reputation. They all do. But all I saw against the Philadelphia Eagles was 7 points. Lions scored 35. What's the big deal?
Okay.
I don't think the Lions have anything to fear of the Minnesota Vikings. They lost to them by 2 points at their place on a 55-yard field goal on the last play of the game, and they beat them by 2 points in Week 13 at Ford Field. So, I don't think they should be awed by anything, other than just going on the road and the noise and all that. My pick with the line at five, favoring them by 5 to 6 points. My pick is Minnesota 27, Detroit 24, and no surprise if it's what I would call a mini upset. I would not call it a major upset.
Ooh, got Minnesota going. All right. Well, my thing is, Lions road games, you know, in the first 5 minutes if it's a game or not. When the Lions go on the road, they're either real bad or they're competitive. I mean, there's no in-between like they, real good early and then not late. They come right away. If they get put down early, 14 points, then you might get ready to do your grass, go outside and do the lawn. But I got a feeling, and like I said, I'm quoting a line from Night of the Living Dead, they're coming to get you, Barbara. Cousins, they're coming for him. They're coming for him, and like I said, he folds like a lawn chair under pressure, and that's just the way he has always been. And I think it's going to be a long chair Sunday for the Lions. I'm taking the Lions by a score of 31, Minnesota 21.
10 points.
10 point.
You know what? The MGM Grand, they just had a power outage.
All right. Well, that's it for the K&M. We got to call this something else. The K&M game prognostication. Okay. Well, we'll think a week to think about what we call it. But the game, we'll call it something.
Let the listeners chime in out there.
Yeah, if you got a good name for it, a Friday 10-minute segment, the game day K&M, whatever, let us know. All right,
how about
Mike?
This one? Let me suggest one. Ken Brown talks and Michael Hero listens.
Yeah, well, that's every day. So, you know, there's nothing special about the Friday then. That's just every day. See you next week, Mike, on the K&M podcast next week. And the rest of you guys, enjoy Lions football this Sunday.